News, GIS News, a roundup of government lead stories for the week.
The government is moving to make access to education up to the secondary level a legal right for the nation's children. Prime Minister Andrew Holness says the move is intended to bolster efforts to ensure that every child 3 to 18 years old is in a position to take advantage of public education opportunities.
We are now therefore looking at making the right to secondary education explicit in law, and I have directed the Minister of Education, Youth and Information to examine the existing legislation with a view to making it illegal for any child to be denied a right to secondary education.
The Prime Minister adds that as part of the thrust to improve access to education, the government remains committed to removing auxiliary fees in schools and increasing the funding channeled to high schools from $2.6 billion to $5.3 billion. Mr. Holness was speaking in Parliament Tuesday. The Jamaican government has pledged $3 million to support Venezuela under the Petrocaribe Development Fund. Speaking at Wednesday's post-cabinet press briefing, Minister of Information Senator Ruel Reid said the government took the decision to provide well-needed assistance to Venezuela, which is currently facing an economic crisis, resulting in a shortage of critical supplies.
Another $1 million through the Ministry of Science, Energy and Technology. This decision is taken primarily to give support in the form of medicine, food, and fertilizer.
The Petrocaribe Development Fund was created by the government of Jamaica in 2006 to manage the proceeds accumulated under the Petrocaribe Energy Cooperation Agreement. Under the agreement, the government of Venezuela agreed to convert a portion of each payment due for petroleum products supplied to Petrogem Limited into a long-term concessionary loan. Approximately $7.2 million will be made available to micro, small, and medium-sized enterprises, MSMEs, in the tourism and agricultural sectors to finance climate change adaptation initiatives island-wide. The funds are being provided under the Adaptation Program and Financing Mechanism Project, a component of the Pilot Program for Climate Resilience, PPCR, in Jamaica. A memorandum of understanding was signed Thursday by representatives of the Ministry of Economic Growth and Job Creation, JN Small Business Loans, and the Environmental Foundation of Jamaica, among others, to finalize the five-year initiative. Minister with Responsibility for Climate Change, Daryl Vaz, says the funding will strengthen ongoing efforts to boost Jamaica's resilience to the phenomena.
The PPCR may be considered as a very important contribution to Jamaica's adaptive response to climate change. Through this program, our agencies and stakeholders have received and will continue to receive strong financial and technical support.
The MOU will also see the establishment of a special climate change adaptation fund to provide grant financing for disaster risk reduction projects. And Cabinet has approved the sale of 96.5 acres of land at Success Estate in Rose Hall, St. James, to Celebration Jamaica Development Limited for the construction of an integrated resort development project. The project will include construction of a hotel complex, a casino resort, and auxiliary facilities. Minister of Information Senator Ruel Reid says the lands known as Northern Estate are valued at $40.1 million and owned by the Urban Development Corporation, the UDC.
It should be noted that this sale price holds with the caveat of completion of the sale within a year and further stipulates that the sum be paid in U.S. dollars.
Senator Reid was speaking at a post-cabinet press briefing at the office of the Prime Minister Wednesday. Those were some of the top stories making news this week. I'm Lorraine Mendez.
The GOJ News Recap, weekends right here on this station. A production of the Jamaica Information Service, the voice of Jamaica.
Hey, woman, how are you doing inside yourself?
Please, can't manage no more.
Hey, you know so much customer there.
Just memory myself, because no, please.
You know you're getting up.
Yeah, man, she more. She look nice, man.
Not all sex workers have a choice. Some are victims of human trafficking, and many don't make it out alive. Call 811 or the nearest police station to report suspected cases of human trafficking.
A message from the National Task Force Against Trafficking in Persons.